T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. We'll go to the phones in a second. Our Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. It's wedding season. If you're looking to get engaged, you can even design something custom for that special someone. Just go here. Marks Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Check them out. And the question is, are the Cowboys a serious threat to the Eagles in the NFC East? At Marks Reese WIP. I mean,
oh, I would say yes. I mean, I would agree with that.
Could the Cowboys win the Super Bowl this year? Just, I mean, here's what people are going to say about the NFC, right? Somebody outside of Philly would say about the NFC. Rams, probably then the Saints, and then the Eagles, right? And then people are going to throw Bears in there because they're overvaluing and overrating what the Bears are going to do this year. Really, there's four teams in this.
See, I don't think the Bears are overrated. I think the Bears are a good team.
Missed the playoffs this year. That'd be my pick, because there's always one team that made it the 1 year and then
goes backwards. Right. Yeah.
And the Bears last year were the team no one expected that made the run. That's a
tough division.
It is.
Packers.
Yeah, because the
Minnesota.
The Packers were down last year. New coach, maybe a rejuvenated Aaron Rodgers this year. Yeah, the Vikings are about as solid as you're going to get as a regular season team.
Yeah. And we got to go up there, too.
Got to go up there.
Yeah.
Yep, good home field, good defense. The quarterback's the question mark for me once you get into the playoffs. But the Cowboys, to me, are as serious a team in the NFC as anybody else. Everybody's going to look at the Rams because of the talent, and I get that. I don't know if that quarterback wasn't solved last year in the playoffs. You know, with what Bill Belichick was able to do and not letting McVay read the defense and put it in there, that's the biggest question mark for me as far as those teams. And by the way, the Saints. I mean, at some point, Drew Brees is not going to be good anymore, right? I mean, at some point, Drew Brees has to get a lot of talent on that offense.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to the phones. 888-729-9494. Mike in New Jersey. Mike.
How's it going, guys?
All right.
What up, Mike?
I just want to talk about the Eagles real quick and the Dallas Cowboys. Quick question. Do you think that the Cowboys honestly have a chance to make it to the playoffs and go far in the playoffs with the coach that they have? They definitely have the talent,
right?
But I don't think they have the coaching.
Mm. Yeah, to me, I think that's what holds them back. It's that's part of it, the coaching. Did they bring in a new offensive coordinator?
Did they get rid of Lenahan, or is he still there? I mean, they have passing day coordinators, they have running day coordinators, they have a defensive line coach that was the head coach. They have defensive coordinators. They have everything. Because you're right, Mike. They're worried about him, Jason Garrett.
Yeah, I would be too. I would have fired him 3 years ago, 4 years ago. But they got him still. So
yeah, I mean, listen, the owner likes a guy who's not going to rock the boat, who's really going to fall in line, and not going to demand control, things of that nature. So, you know, Jason Garrett played there. And so Jerry Jones is very familiar with him as a former player and as one of his coaches. I think he was an assistant coach first, right? And then they just made him a head coach. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's been there. He's been with the Cowboys for a while.
He's been there a lot longer than people realize, right?
Yeah.
10 years? No, not that long, right?
Oh, yeah. He's been that. He may have been the head coach for 10 years now. He was there as an assistant.
He took over for
Parcells.
No, for Wade Phillips.
Oh yeah, Wade Phillips. You're right.
He was
there for
a handful of years.
Yeah, Wade Phillips. Yeah.
I forgot about
Wade Phillips. Yeah.
Here's the exact tweet that I'm talking about, where people, and I get it, everybody hates the Cowboys around here, but I think that you're drunk and blinded with the fact that it's the Cowboys. Chris Scott says the following: the Eagles starters are better on defense and offense. Wrong. Our depth is so much better than the Cowboys. I don't know that. Our D-line and O-line are better than the Cowboys. Wrong. Wentz is so much better than Prescott. Wrong. I mean, how could you be more wrong with
what
you're going to tweet?
Well, he's right about that.
So much better than Prescott?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on. I mean, give me a break. The Cowboys are so bad, and their coaches are such stooges, and the Eagles roster is so much better that they lost both games to the Cowboys last year.
They did.
Dak Prescott's he's played very well against the Eagles.
Yeah.
Eagles starters better on offense and defense.
That's more of a Jim Schwartz issue, though. Carson doesn't play against Dak. I mean, Dak is playing against the Eagles defense.
Yeah, right, but Dak also, you're judging the quarterbacks based on their play against the team. So while Carson isn't playing defense, still in a big game like that, when the quarterback shows up and has a great game, which he did last year, then that's what they're going to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Really, Ben, Eagles starters are better on offense and defense than the Cowboys?
I mean, look at what happened in the games last year. And I know that seems like such a simple way of looking at it, but I don't really know where we got this idea looking at the last 3 years that the Eagles are ahead of the Cowboys. The Cowboys have won more games. The Eagles had one good year in which they won the Super Bowl. And they deserve credit for that. We're going to celebrate forever.
That's like a minor detail.
No, but in the grand scheme of things, man, they went 9-7 last year. Like they went 9-7, and honestly, they got a lot of luck.
They got lucky to go
9-7, despite all things that went wrong. A lot of those games went right.
Mm-hmm.
They probably should have been 7-9 or 8-8 last year. So when you look at the general body of work, I understand the Eagles won, but are we just going to keep holding on to the Super Bowl? Or are we going to acknowledge the general body of work and understand that just like Carson has to prove that he's legit, this team has to prove they're better than the Cowboys? The Cowboys have won the division 2 out of the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys have beaten them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back-to-back years in big games. Like, this is what happens.
They won a division 2 out of the last 3 years, right?
Yeah.
I mean, playoff games have they won?
One.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, how many have the Eagles won?
At least 3, right?
4.
Four.
Including the big one.
Yeah, because they double doink.
You got that one? Including the big one.
Right, but we're going back to 2017.
Don't poo-poo the Super Bowl
It's not the Super Bowl anymore. It's a different team.
No, you're right. You're right about that. But you want to go back the last 3 years and make your point about the Cowboys.
Right.
So then you can't just skip over what the Eagles have done in the last 3 years. Sure, in the head-to-head, there's no dispute that the Cowboys have beat them more often head-to-head. But when you're talking about going to the playoffs and showing up in the playoffs, the Eagles have had a better performance.
Mm-hmm.
They have. They won on the road as underdogs. Cowboys beat Seattle at home, barely,
mm-hmm.
as favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt about
it. Last year, that's their one win.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I the last statement of this Chris Scott tweet, Wentz is so much better than Prescott. No, he's not. Everybody just realize that Prescott has had the better of Carson Wentz.
No, the Cowboys have had the better of the matchup against the Eagles. That's what that is. But if you're just looking at talent versus talent, it's not even close.
I'm talking about the player versus the player. I'm not talking about talent. I'm talking about the play on the field.
Yeah, of the teams.
Okay.
Yeah, of the teams.
Well, if that's the case, then the Cowboys have been better than the Eagles.
Yeah, I said that.
All right.
That's not arguable. When you won 4 out of the 6,
all right,
you can't argue that.
So we don't individually take out performances from the quarterback and judge that almost separately from the rest of the team. That's what we always do.
No, what you're doing is trying to judge these guys based on the matchups. What I'm doing is judging them on their ability, their talent. That's what I'm judging them on. That's what I'm telling you. Wentz is way better than Dak Prescott as a quarterback. I don't care about no records. Anyway, that's as a team. There's not a team, including the Cowboys.
Yeah, you're talking about.
Carson Wentz over Dak Prescott.
No, I know you're doing the natural talent
as the better quarterback.
Right. That doesn't make him better. It means that he has more talent. I'm not questioning that.
I don't care how you measure it. I'm just telling you the guy I would prefer. The better guy is Carson Wentz. Even a guy you would prefer. You would prefer the better player, right?
I would take Carson Wentz over Dak Prescott.
The better player.
Right, yes. Okay. Well, because he's an Eagle.
Is that the only reason?
That's why. Right? Because he's an Eagle. Because he's our player. I'm not going to say I want Dak Prescott over Carson Wentz, but that doesn't mean that the argument isn't where it's like, all right, I'm only reacting to this statement. Wentz is so much better than Prescott. No, he's not.
Yes, he is. And we wouldn't take... we wouldn't take Wentz over every other quarterback in the NFL just
not
because
Mahomes.
He's an Eagle.
I would take Mahomes.
Yeah, so it's not just because he's an Eagle. It's because it's Dak Prescott.
It's part of it. No, and
it's because it's Dak Prescott.
Arm talent, athleticism, what we're projecting him to be is a much higher ceiling than Dak Prescott. But the statement that he's so much better than Prescott, I don't know how you say that unless you're projecting with green goggles on.
I don't think anybody would project that.
Let's go to positive Ron. not negative Ron. Is this positive Ron?
What's going on?
What's up, hey, positive guys. Ron? Hi.
Johnny, you're sounding so sensible today. It's like, it's just a new John.
It is. It is for today.
The
for
new
today.
John, well, we're only a half hour in, guys.
Right.
So
right.
I got a question, guys. And this is for you.
Okay.
I have a problem with, and I want to ask this as a question. Don't you agree that we lean too much on our defensive line? As you know, as opposed to a good, solid balance between our backs and our line, like for instance, a good offense has a good balance between run pass.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we, the Eagles, lean too hard on this line.
You're saying we don't bring extra pressure enough.
No, we don't because we're scared of getting burnt in the backfield. That's why.
That may be the original reason. I mean, the original thought behind designing this defense. I don't know if it's just catered to this personnel, but this is the defense that Jim Schwartz runs.
Yeah,
he doesn't bring extra pressure because he would rather play coverage on the back end and just rush with four guys up front. If you can put more guys in coverage, there are smaller windows for the quarterback to complete passes in.
Okay, then.
In theory, that's okay, the way it's supposed to be.
All right, so then my next question, like, has got to be, okay, how much better is our backfield, do you think, at this point, on paper, compared to what we had last year, which was absolute Swiss cheese? So that brings me back to the balance. I mean, how are you feeling about this backfield? Because I think that if that's my biggest concern, is with what I'm seeing so far with this team, is our defense. And
yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair, Ron. That's fair. And I think if I'm looking at anything as if I want to list concerns or what have you, I think that they're obvious because you've heard others talk about it.
Yep.
I mean, I have less of a concern about the D-line than I do the secondary. But there are more bodies in the secondary.
Right.
There are more bodies in the secondary.
And like they rounded in the form at the end of last year when guys got on the field that looked like they earned it.
Yeah, but I got bigger fish to fry. And I don't know if these guys are ready for the big time. Right? Like if you look at some of the quarterbacks they're going to face this year, they're going to face Brady, Rodgers, and Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
You feel me? And Matt Ryan. So you look at some of these quarterbacks and the receiver combos that come with the quarterbacks, you put more pressure on your offense to have to score if you can't slow down these offenses.
No question about it.
So we got potential in the secondary, but I need to see them. I need to see what training camp looks like. I need to see what they look like in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Like they had a bunch of different combinations out there last year playing corner.
They had to, right? I mean,
not to mention Rodney McLeod. What's he going to look like coming back?
Yeah, he's not being paid like he's coming back as the old Rodney McLeod. That's
I mean, Malcolm
sure.
is the only one that you can, you know what you're getting.
You know what you're getting, right?
Yeah, you know
he's going to be good. You know, bringing back Ron Darby to me was alarming because what it told you was, yeah, we don't think these guys are good enough, or certainly
we're not absolute.
Right. Howie was smart to get the insurance, I suppose.
Right.
Because you're a better team with Ron Darby on the team than without.
That's
but...
Schwartz. That's Jim Schwartz saying he's important. I want him back. Like, that's because if the coordinator has confidence in the younger guys, they're going to let Darby go ahead and go.
Right.
He's coming off of an injury. But that's, I mean, I would imagine that's the defensive coordinator lobbying for Ron Darby to be back.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, he had him up there in Buffalo, didn't he?
He did.
Right?
Yeah, he did.
He likes him.
Yeah, but hang on. What does this say about Sidney Jones? You know, we never seem to bring up Sidney Jones and talk about quarterbacks.
Can I try not to?
You know why? Because a lot of us we think we know what Sidney Jones is.
I thought I did, but I can't account for whether or not what you do in college is going to transfer to the pro level as well. You know, that confidence, that swagger you played with at Washington, I need that here. Whereas right now, it's more or less like, I don't know, man. Do you really want to be out there? Are you fighting? You got more talent than anybody in that secondary.
I didn't see any of that.
Yeah. Well, listen, maybe we get a new Sidney this summer.
Listen, I hope so.
Right?
I hope so. Let's go to Brian, Middletown. Brian, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Always a pleasure talking to you, distinguished gentlemen.
How are you, sir? Yes. See?
This is about to go left.
Hey, look, well, first of all, because I wanted to call you guys the other day when you were talking about Donovan McNabb, so I'll kind of set it up that way.
Okay.
And then talk about comparison Wentz to Dak Prescott. Mm-hmm. So going into his fourth season, of course, McNabb had already won 3 playoff games and had been to 1 conference championship game.
Right.
So just in terms of just sort of monitoring the progress, Wentz got to start winning some playoff games. So regarding Dak
Prescott.
That's true. Yeah, I think you're being a bit, the whole idea of you can sort of shape the argument based upon who you like better. Mm-hmm. We like Wentz, obviously, all right? But it's almost like you want to give the benefit of the doubt to him. He's 23-17.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know, one call the other day had mentioned something about Dak Prescott having an offense that was dumbed down, which I thought you guys should have pushed back on immediately, all right?
Well, it was.
Okay.
Brian, I don't know if that's a result because Dak Prescott isn't capable of reading defenses. I know what someone will draw from that when someone says that.
Well, hold on, real quick, Brian.
Des Bryant has criticized Jason Garrett for his offense and it not being creative enough and it being too simplistic. So you've had players come out and criticize the offensive coach, the coordinator for the offense. Now, like I said, I don't know if that's due to Dak Prescott not knowing the offense. But the players have complained about the Cowboys' offense, the former players, saying it wasn't creative enough.
Well, if you talk about dumbed down, see, usually you're looking at, okay, who's checking down a lot? Well, Carson Wentz checked down a lot last season, okay, to the tight end. You know, he wasn't throwing a whole lot to his wide receivers. So, you know, I just want to say when you're looking at the two in terms of, you say they're measurables, I guess they're physical attributes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looks like that can make every single throw. He made a lot of deep throws to his wide receivers. I just think they're closer than what you're giving credit to.
How much credit should I give him? I mean, how much closer should I make him? I mean, Wentz is, in my opinion, he's easily a top 7 quarterback, top 6.
Well, you're projecting
so
is what you're doing.
That's what he is. I mean, that's what he is. Of course I'm projecting. That's what we do.
All right. Well, I mean, I think you're over-projecting.
Okay.
You know,
is Dak a top 10 quarterback?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
We'd have to go through it.
Okay. Why?
I mean, why? Because I don't know. I can't tell you.
Either you feel he's a top 10 quarterback or you don't.
You want me to say yeah?
I want you to say what you feel.
Why? I can't answer it because I have to look.
It's your opinion.
Yeah, but I just didn't do a top 10 list of quarterbacks in the NFL.
I didn't either. It's the same quarterbacks. I could say it easily. No, he's not a top 10 quarterback. Mm-hmm. JB, is Dak a top 10 quarterback? Yeah, see, it doesn't take anybody that long. Ben, is Dak Prescott a top 10 quarterback?
No.
See? It doesn't take anybody that long.
Yeah, because they're just giving you the answer
right,
that you want.
Their feeling is, I've never viewed him as a top 10 quarterback. Now, Wentz. JB, is Wentz a top 10 quarterback? That thumbs up from JB. That's
all right,
John Barchard.
All right, so John Barchard, how much of a difference is there between Carson Wentz and Dak Prescott? Not talent-wise. I'm talking about a football player right now.
What are we talking about?
A little bit. We're not talking about fantasy stats. How about wins and losses? Wins and losses. Who's a better quarterback, Carson Wentz or Dak Prescott? Oh, it's Dak Prescott.
Okay, then that's the argument you win. Wins and losses.
All right.
That's not what we were debating. I didn't debate that.
So
see, that's an obvious statement that Dak Prescott has won more games than Carson Wentz. Why would I argue that?
Sporting News doesn't have him as a top 10 quarterback. They have Carson Wentz. It's the first list that came up. Dak Prescott 14, Carson Wentz 11. They about three quarterbacks off? Yeah, okay. That's fine.
No, they've been generous to Dak Prescott there.
I'll agree with that.
I mean, that's what that was. Dak Prescott better than Nick Foles?
Is he better than Nick Foles? Yes. Yeah. Yes, he is. For a full season, yes.
I don't know about that.
Let's go to Ryan in Florida. Ryan, how you doing, buddy? How are you?
I don't know about that, man.
Ryan, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Ryan.
What's up, Ryan?
I can't believe you, like, being a former Eagle and one of the biggest Eagles fans is talking to this guy next to you. I would, if you were on the, if he was on the phone, I'd hang up on him. You know what I mean? If I were
no,
you.
I'm not.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I don't get to do that. Yeah.
I'm live in person. He'd have to shut my, punch me and shut my microphone off, which could happen, I guess, Ryan.
Well, that's what I would probably do because Dallas is not better than the Eagles. There's no way.
That's right.
And Prescott is half the quarterback Wentz is.
He is?
I put Prescott. You know,
what half?
15 to 20. He's more in the 15 to 20 range.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's his ranking.
Yeah.
It's 15.
Mm-hmm.
And Carson Wentz is
why?
Carson's more of a 5 to 10 right now.
Tell me why you say that.
He'll be 1 to 5
he's
after this year.
He's a more accurate passer.
He's not.
Yes,
Dak Prescott
is.
Has a higher completion percentage by 2.5
points.
That's
when you check down all
not,
the time.
That's not true.
Yeah, you can check, dink it and dunk it, you know, all you want.
But. Sam Bradford set a record for completion percentage.
Where did they get him? Yeah, do you want him as your
yards per attempt is higher than
what are you a Dallas fan?
No, but Ryan, see, here's what you're going to do, right? You're going to call up and say that Dak Prescott isn't half of the quarterback Carson Wentz is, but then you don't have any reason behind it other than you're an Eagle fan. If you're going to call up and say I'm an Eagle fan and that's why I'm saying Carson Wentz, fine, because that's what you are doing. Right?
No, Carson Wentz was going to win MVP right before he got hurt.
That's right.
And there's no way that the Cowboys quarterback will ever be that. Ever.
Ever.
Can we make a rule that we're not allowed to make any arguments that only involve 2017? Like, I love Carson Wentz. I'm a huge Carson Wentz supporter, but I'm tired of this. Like, I don't want to be the Cowboys and spend the next 5 years going, yeah, well, in 2017.
Yeah, but
any argument you make has to take the last 3 years into account.
No.
It can't just be 2017.
No, because
then we're going to be the Cowboys. It's going to be 2023. We're going to be like, yeah, but Carson was really good that one year.
I know. Let him do it.
It's got to be the last 3 years. It's body of work. It's one out of the last 3 years. For championship purposes, it counts. But for arguing quarterbacks, it's one out of 3 years. Please, somebody make an argument at Carson that involves last year, 2016. I can't take this anymore.
No, they'll say, but without
the playoffs.
But he had a broken back last year, Ben.
He did.
Yep.
Yeah. Put it on the line for the team.
He did.
Did a nice job setting them up for the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so great. There were two games under 500 when he stopped playing.
Wasn't his fault.
Yeah, he really set them up.
Wasn't his fault.
Oh, God. Now I'm a Cowboy fan. People are... Sir, if I report this death threat to the company on Twitter, at MarkSreeseWIP, you will be in trouble. Let's go to Mike in Maryland. Mike, how are you? No death threats, please. Mike.
I promise I won't. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So, Ike, I'm taking your side here. Carson Wentz is a much better quarterback than Dak Prescott. And I know we're talking about comparing and having a reason here. My main reason for saying that is because if you look at Dallas's offensive line and running back, you've got top three of both for the past, like, 5 years. Dak Prescott is a privileged individual.
Very privileged.
He is going to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz does not have that. The injury issues aside, I'm not saying that they're not important, but at 100%, if you would take Dak Prescott over Carson Wentz, in my opinion, you're not looking at it with clear vision there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, yeah. I was responding to the comment of that Dak Prescott is way better than Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous to say that.
Absolutely.
I agree. He's way better?
I think Carson Wentz is definitely better in terms of talent. And if I had to pick
not talent as a quarterback. Tell me why Carson Wentz is so much better than Dak Prescott. Just tell me why.
Can you explain to me what the difference between talent and as a quarterback means?
Jeff George had the best arm talent in 25, 30 years of football, and he sucked. So that's my answer.
Gotcha.
completely clear. Okay, so we talked about our completion percentage before. I think I've talked to you guys about this before, how I was a Jets fan growing up. I watched an era of
Answer the question. I don't care about the Jets. Why is Dak Prescott so why is Carson Wentz so much better than Dak Prescott?
Because he throws the ball with more accuracy.
He does not.
And has more success without as much of the tools as Dak Prescott has.
Has had more success? Dak Prescott's 32-16 as a starter. Hasn't missed a game. Carson Wentz is six games over 500.
He's played in terms of quarterback statistics.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about quarterback ability, and you want to compare wins and losses. Then you got to take
into higher passer rating
and the line.
Higher passer rating, higher completion percentage.
Mm-hmm. How many times has Dak Prescott threw under 200 yards a game?
I put Romy on that. I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying, are they winning because of Dak or are they winning because of Zeke and the defense?
Zeke is a part of it.
That's what I mean by wins and loss. You can't really judge. You can't if we were just talking specifically about wins and losses, that's one thing. But if we're just talking about talent from a player like Saquon Barkley on the Giants, how many games has he won?
I think
he won five games last year.
Five games.
Is there any argument that Saquon Barkley is one of the 10 best players in all of football?
Right, but to your point, that just proves that having a great running back, unless you have a good quarterback to back that running back up, you're not going to win in this league.
No, unless
all Dak Prescott's done is win.
No, you need a good team. And that's why Dak Prescott was hot garbage when Zeke was out. When Zeke was out.
Couldn't have been that hot garbage.
When Zeke was out. Well, I mean, that's the only year they missed the playoffs. I mean, well, I can make the argument the 2 years they made the playoffs and they got all the W's is the 2 years that Zeke led the league in rushing.
Not only.
Hold up. Did you catch that?
No.
That Zeke led the league in rushing the 2 years they won the division.
All right.
And the year he was suspended, they didn't make the playoffs. Dak played in all the games, though.
Mm-hmm. Hasn't missed one.
So then I can make the argument that Zeke is the reason they're winning.
No. No.
How many people do you think would say Zeke is the best player on the Cowboys?
A lot of people.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just as far as Dak, absolutely. If you're looking at the position, he's maybe the best running back, top three running back in the league, without a doubt, right?
Without question,
okay,
yeah.
And Dak Prescott's not a top five quarterback in the league. So, yeah, judging
it by that.
He's not
even a top 10 quarterback. Top 15.
He's a top 15.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
Carson's about 12, maybe 14.
If you were to ask people about the Cowboys and the reasons for their success over the last 3 years, who's been the biggest reason for their success?
Dak Prescott.
They would say Zeke, then the Cowboys defense, and then Dak being a great game manager.
Yep.
Except when he gets to play against Devontae Bogsby and.
And Crevion Bell was playing,
Was playing back then.
Before he became LeBlanc.
That game was on yesterday.
Yeah, you were.
I stumbled on it, yeah.
I saw somebody tweet it out when I was already away from the TV. Yeah, I would not have watched that game.
What was the last time Carson played?
No, see, it's interesting because
that's why I watched it.
As many times as we watch the Super Bowl or the NFC Championship game, I never rewatch a regular season game. Right?
No?
You know what I mean? Like,
I will.
So what was that game watching it the second time?
Just as bad.
Was it bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, offense couldn't do anything in the first half. Defense stayed on the field an awful lot. Cowboys couldn't score touchdowns in the first half.
Right.
Kicked a lot of field goals. Eagles found a way to somehow tie the game up at some point, 9-9. By the way, Jake Elliott missed a field. I mean, extra point.
Yeah. I remember that.
And then it was an offensive explosion in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, the whole game was the fourth quarter. You're right.
And then they got the overtime, and you're like, oh, yeah, we never got the ball in overtime.
Man, Carson got hot. And you got a minion coming in here with trying to give you supporting facts.
Oh, thank you. Thank
beat
you.
It, beat
thank
it,
you
Archer.
There, JB. Thank you there, JB.
What's he got?
17 games in Dak's career of under 200 yards passing. 9-8.
So he's only one game over 500 when he throws for under 200 yards.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, that's out of 48. So 31 times he's thrown over 200 yards. 17 times he's thrown.
How many times do you think Carson has thrown under 200 yards?
Probably not many. Like yeah. like last year when he's two games under 500, he was throwing for a lot of 300-yard
well,
games.
Well, to be fair to Carson, you know Carson for a lot of those times had like Ryan Matthews or Wendell Smallwood as his running back.
yeah,
so but they're kind of close out the game. Like they go to Zeke a lot faster.
But, but here's
Carson,
the other thing.
Like, except for that those 13 games he had LeGarrette Blount and those few games he had Jay Ajayi, you know, they're like, all right, we're up 7 points in the fourth quarter. Cowboys giving the ball to Zeke. You think the Eagles are like, yeah, Ryan Matthews, like, let's pound the ball. Like, no.
Yeah, but some of those games, I mean, it's kind of an unfair stat because the Eagles were playing ahead so much mm-hmm. in 2017. Carson didn't need, you're not going to throw the ball when you're up 20
sure.
points, right? So
sure.
he may not have been able to compile stats. Like last year.
Oh, he didn't. He didn't compile stats that year. He got the work done.
Last year he compiled the stats.
Well, yeah, they were in a lot of, we didn't run the ball last year when he played.
They didn't have anybody to run the ball
yeah,
with.
Yeah, we didn't run the ball because it's not as if they were blowing anybody out.
No, they played from behind quite a bit.
yeah.
And they didn't have
and they couldn't run the ball.
They had Josh Adams in the backfield.
But speaking of running game, dude, Darren Sproles, man.
Man. Yeah. Told you, man. Told you they're bringing him back. They're bringing everybody back. JP, Sprolesy. Who else did I want back? What other old folk
let's
did I want back?
Let's bring everybody back. Yeah, let's bring them all back, man.
I was so happy when I saw it on Friday. I was like, damn, I wish. Did you guys just go on the air right after it happened, or you just got on the air
no,
when
it happened?
Happened
towards the end of our show.
Yeah, it happened like right towards the end, yeah.
So you had like less than an hour to talk about it. Yeah. Oh, man,
who
what
else
a move.
Can we bring back?
Garrett
Blount's a free agent.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, I'll say this.
Jay Ajayi, you're still out there.
Yeah, he's going to be
Poor
out there for
Jay
a while.
Ajayi, man. Remember I was saying, oh, let's bring back Jay Ajayi, make him the fourth running back? Nobody
well, I'll say this.
NFL wants Jay Ajayi.
If there's an injury in that backfield, one of those two guys will be back.
Let me just say this with Sproles.
Yeah.
I hope we don't wind up releasing a player that we need. Right? I the running back thing, I guess it'll work itself out. I want Corey Clement here.
They're keeping four backs.
Yeah. I would imagine they're going to keep four backs.
Definitely.
If they kept five, they're certainly keeping
if Smallwood may make the team.
We can never kill Smallwood.
Yeah. Something's going on with Smallwood. They like him.
And you don't want them to shortchange themselves at another position.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, a defensive end, a linebacker.
Right? Yeah.
Because a lot of times that fourth, fifth running back is obviously has to pay special teams.
And Sproles doesn't play special teams.
Or an extra corner with all the corners they have.
Yep.
You know, if Ron Darby's maybe not ready to start the season, but they don't want to pop him.
Yeah. I don't see the Eagles aren't cutting Darren Sproles. He would not have they wouldn't have brought him back here if he wasn't going to make the team.
Mm-hmm.
So one of two things. Either he's going to retire Friday. meaning when they report, they want
He's here.
Or he's here on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't fly all the way back out here.
Howie and Doug.
Not going to do anything in training camp, and he's 36 years old. What is he going to do in training camp?
Now, Howie and Doug don't bring him back unless he's on the team.
Yes.
Right. I mean, they've showed him so much respect over the years. Listen, Darren Sproles has become an Eagle.
The thing is, why would they bring him back?
Special teams.
They want to use him.
Yep.
But then we just take Miles Sanders?
Yep.
I'm telling you, there better not be anything wrong with Sanders.
No, I think that they envision Sproles, especially at the end of the year. Look what they did last year.
Don't we want Sanders to do that?
See, I don't think he's capable of doing that.
What?
Not right first year? Come on, man. Sproles, he matched up nightmare.
Took him in the second round.
You know how the Eagles, the Sixers have that?
Take him in the second round.
Everybody with the Sixers, like 6'10 or over. Let's put every little guy they have out there, right? Sproles, Clement.
Right.
Sanders.
I just hope Miles Sanders is not a topic of discussion all training camp because he's out. He's out again.
He may
in
not
practice.
Be.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I know what you're
Miles
saying.
Sanders practicing today? No, he's not.
Well, I can tell you, it's already on my radar. Looking out for it. Let's go to Chris.
Oh man,
Chris is at South Jersey. Chris, how are you?
Hey guys, thanks for having me on.
No,
what's up, Chris?
So I am a Cowboys fan, and I would take Wentz over Dak, but to say it's ridiculous is absurd. Like, to say that the difference is that big is absurd. Just Dak's availability puts him in the conversation with Wentz. Not to mention the fact, like John mentioned, all of his numbers are better. And like I said, if just because of the eye test and because of Wentz's talent, I would take him over Dak. But it is close, Ike. It is definitely not a runaway. Your last caller made the statement that Dak is a privileged individual and has played with, you know, a better team, yet 2 years ago, the Eagles won the Super Bowl without him. I don't understand how you can make that argument that Dak plays with a better team. And yes, Zeke is a top five player in the league. But to say that Dak plays with a better team when the Eagles won the Super Bowl without him is ridiculous.
Mm, Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that. But okay, the Cowboys have had good teams though, right? I mean, that 13-3 team. Yeah, so the Cowboys have really would you agree with this, Chris? The Eagles overachieved winning the Super Bowl without Carson Wentz, right? They did that. Nobody expected them to do that with Nick Foles. And the Cowboys have underachieved.
Agreed.
Going into the playoffs.
I think it depends on when you they underachieved since Romo got hurt against Seattle and they're bringing in a fourth round pick to play quarterback. I don't know that they've underachieved. Since then, they may have. But, like, this whole notion, like, the Cowboys' offensive line has been worse than the Eagles the last 2 years.
I agree.
Like, the whole notion of Dallas with this big, bad offensive line, like, that's 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Like,
well, they missed Frederick last year, too.
With a similar team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen,
I mean,
it's a great little argument, and I'm happy both of these teams are good at the same time. Both of these teams are good at the same time.
Well, the matchup's actually like they have the good defense. We have the better offense, right? Mm-hmm. Like we look at the Eagles' offense as being better than the Cowboys' offense, and we look at the Cowboys' defense as being better than the Eagles' defense. But see, the difference is I think their defense is by far better than the Eagles' defense
yeah.
Then the offenses are different. They're different offenses.
I can give you that. I can give you that. Listen, I told you, man, if the seeding were to work its way out, work itself out, I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles and the Cowboys played an NFC championship game. I'm trying not to say it as frequently because I don't want to speak it
into existence.
But I told you I thought the Eagles and the Cowboys are arguably the two best teams in the NFC.
I agree.
They just happen to play in the same division. Right? So it's just good that you have two teams that have this rivalry where in years past, we were good, they weren't. Right. And in way years, yesteryears,
they were
past,
really good.
They were good, and we weren't. Yeah. So now it's sort of in the same spot right now, except we got a Super Bowl under our belt right now. But there's still a lot to prove here with this team. And I do believe the Cowboys, both of those games, I think they split this year. I do think they split this year. So that's one of the Eagles' losses that I have.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I believe they split.
We'll get back into it. 888-729-9494. I'm getting direct messages.
Listen, Cowboys got to play first place schedule too.
They do. No, you're right. And Eagles don't.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and that matters, man. You
get those tough games on the road.
Yeah, you're at home, and they're going out there. It does matter, Ike.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.